NewsTalk ZB, it is now 6:07. Well, as the fallout from Brexit continues, many are wondering how New Zealand will be affected. One expert is sure that we must front foot the situation and start negotiating a new trade deal with Britain. Oliver Hartwich is the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, and Oliver is with me. That is Dr. Oliver Hartwich, by the way. And Oliver, good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Larry.
Right, so you see some opportunities, do you, Oliver, with the UK because they're exiting out of the EU. What do you see?
Well, what I see really is a mixed blessing because, of course, having Britain as a free trading nation within the EU would have been good for us as well because we're trying to negotiate a free trade deal with the EU. Now, with Britain leaving, of course, we should be trying to negotiate two free trade deals. We should still try to negotiate the one with the European Union, but then we should also really focus our efforts on Britain because Britain, of course, wants out of the European Union. They will need friends. They will need new trading partners. And they basically have to start from scratch because for the past 43 years, British trade policy was outsourced to Brussels. Now London has to do all of that again. They have no expertise really in doing these trade deals. We have a lot of that. So we could actually offer London some assistance in actually shaping some trade deals, and we could actually secure the first free trade deal with Britain for ourselves.
Right. And it's often not said, but the UK actually, because the EU don't, they don't have a free trade deal with the United States. They don't have one with China. They don't have one with Brazil. So there's a lot of opportunities there. But can you just go back to the EU? There are 28 nations in the EU, or 27 now. Currently, New Zealand companies have difficulty trading, don't they? Because the EU-wide deal, they have to all tick it off, don't they? Is that the way it works?
That's the way it works. And of course, there are plenty of countries within the European Union that are less free trade oriented than Britain. There are quite a few countries with a more protectionist history, with a more dirigist economic policy. And therefore, it was always good to have Britain at the table because Britain was certainly a more outward looking free trading nation. And as you said, Britain didn't have to negotiate a single free trade deal for more than four decades because trade policy was always done for the whole bloc. It was done centrally in Brussels. Now, of course, that has to be done by Britain once again at the national level, and frankly they don't have any expertise in London how that works, so they could probably learn a thing or two from free trading island nations such as us, because we have of course plenty of experience. We negotiated free trade deals with China, with Hong Kong, with South Korea. We were the country that brought together the Trans-Pacific Partnership, so we've got all the expertise in the world. We should make it available now to Britain. And then, of course, on top of that, we can expect Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the most likely successor to David Cameron. Now, Boris Johnson's on the record saying that he would like to strengthen and revive old Commonwealth ties. He said that in an article published in the Daily Telegraph in 2013, that he could imagine even a free labour mobility zone between Britain and Australia and New Zealand. He is certainly someone who would be looking at a free trade deal with New Zealand because, frankly, he needs friends now, because once he's out of the European Union, he actually needs to re-establish Britain as an international trading partner in his own right.
But their first target will be China and, won't it? China and the US, that's where they would head to first, I would have thought.
Well, I think their first target will actually be the European Union because that's, of course, where Britain has the strongest links. Just under half of British exports go to Europe. So Britain, of course, has to find a way of retaining some sort of access to Europe's common market. But on top of that, of course, you're right. They have to deal with China. They have to deal with the United States. But they shouldn't expect too much support from the U.S. because Barack Obama, of course, already told Britain that they should actually find themselves at the back of the queue. He would not want to give them any preferential status in any trade dealings with the U.S.
Yeah, well, that was silly, and he's not going to be there for much longer. So it's interesting, isn't it? So do you believe that the EU are going to put up the shutters with the UK over trade and start putting tariffs? I can't see it, because trade goes both ways. Wouldn't be in their best interests.
It wouldn't be. It would be silly. It wouldn't make any sense. But then again, we're dealing with the European Union, so not everything is done, whether it makes sense or not. The European Union, of course, has two interests. On the one hand, they don't want to damage themselves. They don't want to hurt their own economies by putting up trade barriers with one of their biggest clients, and that's Britain. On the other hand, of course, they don't want to be too lenient either, because if they give Britain preferential access to the common market, of course, that would only encourage other countries to follow the British example. Just imagine that Britain managed to get out of the European Union, managed to free itself from the European bureaucracy, managed to deregulate its economy, and still maintain exactly the same access to the European market that it currently has. Well, it would probably encourage other countries. It might encourage France. It might encourage the Netherlands. there would be other countries very closely looking at the British example and wondering, well, if they get all of these good deals out of the European Union without even being a member, why can't we pull out too?
And Oliver, what's your assessment of this? There is some turmoil, some volatility in the interim in the markets, but this could actually work out pretty good in the long term for the UK, could it? Is that the way you see it?
Yes, pretty much so. I think that there will be turmoil that's unavoidable because markets just hate uncertainty. There's nothing that markets hate more than that. And there's plenty of uncertainty, of course, over Britain's future dealings with Europe and the European Union. Now, once the dust is settled, and we have a saying in German, nothing is eaten as hot as it's cooked, I think markets will eventually realize that it's probably not as bad as it looks at the moment. Because Britain, I think, in the long term, they will keep some access to the European markets. Not everything is lost. And once freed from the European Union, they actually have a good chance of standing on their own two feet. I mean, if a country like New Zealand, the size of New Zealand and the geographic positioning of New Zealand can be a successful international trading nation, well, then Britain certainly, as a much larger country, the fifth largest in the world economy, can do that too.
Thank you, Oliver. Good to talk to you. That is Dr. Oliver Hartwich, who is the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director. News Talk ZB. It's coming up 6:14.